When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into the day. Starting off a little wet, but it'll clear up later and it'll be cooler. That's the important part. We don't have to deal with that stifling heat and humidity. Actually, I'm pretty excited for this next couple stretch of days because it's going to be around the 70s. Nights in the 60s. I mean, it's going to be a little wet, but that's all right. The best part about this is we haven't had a drought this summer. So that's good news. What was not good news was, I remember yesterday when I said, hey, I can't have my cup of coffee because I got to go get blood work done. And then when I got there to the lab, they said, oh, no, you don't. Okay. Went through all that for nothing. So hopefully I didn't snap at anybody yesterday, either on the air or off the air. But got my cup of coffee today. So I want to thank everybody for all of your app chat messages, your Facebook comments, your phone calls, for interacting with us. I love the fact that we can have these conversations and for the most part have conversations that are civil, that are based in fact, that use logic rather than emotion. And that's certainly the approach that I want to take today, is we can discuss Kamala Harris's selection of Tim Walz as her running mate. Now, whether you are for Kamala Harris, whether you are for Donald Trump, whether you are for somebody else, you know, I'm still interested in your thoughts and analysis on this selection. I mean, from everything that I've seen and heard about that guy, I like him. And the things that you'll probably call up if you don't like him, and the things that you'll probably try to use as an argument to say, oh, but look at what he did here. I probably like that too. That's probably part of the reason why I like him. But I think what I really like about this guy is that he's not a glossy politician. He's pretty straightforward, and it's certainly going to make for some interesting sound bites, hopefully an interesting vice presidential debate. Because J.D. Vance, say what you want about him, whether or not you support him or not. I know that there's people who are Donald Trump voters that don't necessarily like J.D. Vance on the ticket. But he's also a pretty direct guy. Like when Mike Pence was first on the campaign trail with Donald Trump, I was like, nah. He could talk a good game, but I just felt like he didn't bring the same level of energy. And I think now you've got, you can't say that you don't have energy across the board here with all four of these major players. Because you've got you know, obviously Donald Trump, we know the energy that he brings. You got Vance with him. And if what we saw yesterday from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz is what they're going to be like on the campaign trail, at least we won't be sleeping our way to November 5th. So I like this selection. We were talking yesterday about some of the choices. I think there was, you know, it was really quick on the anti-Kamala people to start touting around anti-Semitism because she didn't select Josh Shapiro. And I heard some reporting yesterday, I forget who it was, but it was somebody on CNN last night who mentioned that they think part of what might have steered them away from Josh Shapiro was a couple of things. First, you know, he's pretty early on in his career here, and he's got plenty of time. Obviously a rising star in the party. But secondly, he was very much questioning, like, all right, what would my duties be as vice president? What would I get to do? What would you want me to do? What would I be in charge of? Like, it was very much more of a defined role at a time when they might not be ready yet to define what that role would be. Whereas Tim Walz came in and said, how can I help you, to Kamala Harris? And that was part of it. Another part of it was, at least from, you know, some of these reporters and analysts, another part of it was Tim Walz is a guy who does not want to be president. Certainly he would, you know, be ready for the job if he had to. But it's not his aspiration here. He's not looking past Kamala Harris. And it sounded like they felt like Josh Shapiro might have been doing that. That he might have been thinking, okay, and then when's my time? So I think that that's another part of what might have gone into this decision. Because you don't want somebody who is gunning for your job when you're trying to build support amongst your own party for getting that job. So I think it was the right choice for her to make. And I think he's a guy who is going to appeal to a lot of people. Certainly the people who are already going to vote for Kamala Harris aren't turned off by this pick. And I think some people who had concerns about her like this pick. Because, yeah, you know, he's been one of the most progressive governors, but he's also a rational thinking guy. I mean, a lot of people are giving him flack over they call him Tampon Tim because of the bill in Minnesota that put feminine hygiene products in both boys' and girls' bathrooms in schools. And that was actually the lawmaker who wrote the law who put that differentiation in there. Some of the Republicans in Minnesota tried to get an amendment to that bill to say, well, they should only be in girls' rooms and, you know, let's define a girl. And that was something that the legislature was like, that's not our job to do. So they made them available in both girls' and boys' rooms because there are girls, you know, biological girls who do use the men's room, who might identify as boys, and that's the bathroom that they want to use, and they would need those products to be in there. And I don't think that's a big deal. I really don't. If you're worried about your, you know, 13, 14-year-old boy seeing a tampon, you're not really doing a very good job of preparing your 13 or 14-year-old boy for eventually living with a woman, if that's where their life will take them. Pretty sure if you're a 13 or 14-year-old boy, you should understand that that is something that women need. And it's, you know, you can be mature enough to understand. I mean, I never in my life thought tampons were funny. I never in my life thought they were weird or gross. They were just, it was just a fact of life. Like, okay. When I, you know, started dating and my girlfriend would say, oh, can you stop at the store on your way over and, you know, pick me up some pads? I was like, yeah, no problem. And, you know, at first I was a little confused about what exactly to buy, but she would give me an exact description. This is in the days before texting and pictures. So it wasn't like she could take a photo of the package and send it to me. But she described it to me. Oh, it's this brand and it has this on. Because, you know, they're pretty good, those companies, about making sure that dopes like me that don't know anything about them can be able to get the right ones. And then once I knew which ones they were, if she ever needed them, I stopped and got them. No problem. I've never been embarrassed to buy them. It's part of life. So the idea that somehow boys are being corrupted by seeing these in the boys' room. And then the other good part of it is you've got a backup. The girls' room runs out, you can run into the boys' room and get one. But there's so many good policies that were done that are more important than that. And so that's why I'm excited to see where this brings the campaign and how people react to it. I saw a meme going around because, as you know, well, if you don't know by now, you'll hear more about it. But Tim Walz was a school teacher and a coach, football coach. And I was watching an interview with one of his former students who talked about how, you know, as a coach, he turned this kid's life around. And I'm sure we'll hear more stories like that. But I saw a meme going around that said, you know, Tim Walz is the real life Ted Lasso. And I think America could use a little bit of that right now. And if you've never seen Ted Lasso, even the most cynical jerk person like me, uncaring, no emotions, even I would watch that show and either smile or cry or feel something. And if you've never seen it, it's on Apple TV Plus. I think you can, if you have the app, either through your cable box or if you download it, I think you can watch the first episode of any series for free. And then you can sign up for, I think it's a week trial. Go do that and watch the first episode of Ted Lasso. And then get the free trial and see if you don't, you know, watch more of it, and you'll want to watch all of it. It's kind of like one of those when you have a bad day, you turn that on, and any episode you watch will make your day a little better. And maybe that's what Tim Walz brings to this campaign. But again, interested in getting your thoughts, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. A reminder, tomorrow morning, you will have Paul Santos with you. He's going to be covering for me. Going to a concert tonight, going to get out late. Bringing my niece. So if I was going by myself, I would certainly come in tomorrow, even on a little bit of sleep, because I would just, you know, I'd be able to go at my own pace to leave. She's, you know, relatively new to going to concerts. I'm not going to, you know, she's an adolescent. I'm not going to force her to, I never leave before the last song anyway. But I'm not going to, like, try to rush her out and be like, come on, I got to go home and get to bed. No, I want her to have a good time and enjoy herself. So tomorrow, Paul will be with you, and then I'll be back with you on Friday. So I'll know everything you say about me to him. No, I'm just kidding. And of course, speaking of concerts, we are still giving away tickets this week to see 30 Seconds to Mars. If you go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, you can enter to win those tickets. And it's super easy to do. If you haven't entered one of these contests yet, you just go on to the site or onto the app. On the site, you can go right to the top where it says win 30 Seconds to Mars tickets, or in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see it. On the app, if you click the menu button on the side, the hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever, I don't know, they call it one of those two things, some sort of burger. If you click that, then, you know, contest is one of the top options and you'll be able to enter that way. But all you've got to do is type in your name, your email, your phone number, your date of birth, which is only so we can make sure that you're old enough to win the contest. And that's it. And then if you're a winner, we let you know. Casey sends you an email, tells you you're a winner, has you sign something virtually. You send that back to her, and then as long as you have the Live Nation or Ticketmaster app downloaded, she sends the tickets right to your app. That's it. And then once you have them, they're yours to do whatever you want with. You can use them to go to the show, or you can give them to somebody else. You just transfer them through the app. It's been a huge success so far this summer, and thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven for sponsoring our ticket giveaway all summer. But I know people who have won and who have gone and enjoyed the concert. I know people who have won and have given the tickets to their kids or to somebody else. So it's these digital tickets make life so much easier. Because I'll be honest with you, we're not open, you know, 8 hours a day every day here in the office for you to come down and pick up stuff. And even if you were able to come down and pick up stuff, it might not work with your schedule. So by doing everything virtually, it's a game changer. And that's why we've been able to do these contests all summer without having to worry about, well, is anybody going to be in the office? You know, I can give these away on 4th of July week because it doesn't matter if anybody's here. It doesn't matter if everybody's on vacation. You're getting them via email, via the app. And I've been hearing back from a lot of people who have gone to these shows and said, you know, they're good seats, great experiences. So I'm hoping we can keep it going. We've got shows booked all the way into October. Giveaways booked all the way into October. We might even keep it going beyond that. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be right back. And welcome back in. And the future is pretty much virtual insanity, but that's all right. Now we have artificial intelligence insanity. Although I am getting less nervous about AI because I find it is very helpful in a lot of things. But it's, you know, it hasn't reached the point yet where it's ready to get us out of the way and take over. You know, I've seen Terminator. I know what happens. Just make sure that, you know, we keep Miles Dyson away from ChatGPT. Although poor Miles Dyson, he's unfairly maligned in the Terminator universe. Anyway, it is time to get all of the top stories of the day from definitely not AI, real person, I promise, Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Kamala Harris and her VP pick hit the road. The first fatal Cybertruck crash under investigation. And a music icon headed to Vegas.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are kicking off a campaign tour of battleground states. The Minnesota governor appeared alongside Harris for the ticket's first joint rally in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Reaction still pouring in after the former teacher, congressman, and military veteran was named to the ticket.
I never even heard of the guy before today, right?
I mean, I don't know much background about the vice president either. I don't know if that goes to say a lot. I don't know who this man actually is.
I don't know a lot about him, but I think he's geographically probably a good choice for her to choose.
In a campaign email, Harris touted Walz as a relentless advocate for working families and a battle-tested leader. But some people say they still need to read up on him. Republicans are launching an investigation into Harris's handling of the southern border. The House Oversight Committee is demanding Customs and Border Protection turn over any internal communications with the vice president's office related to illegal immigration. Committee Chairman James Comer said the committee wants to understand Harris's role in what he called, quote, the worst border crisis in American history. Tropical Storm Debby is on track to break rainfall records in both Georgia and South Carolina after first roaring ashore Monday morning in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm is now blamed for at least six deaths, and it's still on the move, although at a very slow pace. It's forecast to gather more strength and make another landfall early Thursday over South Carolina. The first deadly crash involving a Tesla Cybertruck is being reported. Tammy Trujillo fills us in.
The wreck happened Monday in suburban Houston on a highway east of the city. Texas state troopers say the driver sailed off the road and smashed into a concrete culvert. The Cybertruck burst into flames, trapping the driver. The NTSB has reached out to Tesla to get more information about the vehicle as they investigate the cause of the crash. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Environmental Protection Agency banning a pesticide linked to irreversible damage to fetuses. The pesticide, known as DCPA or Dacthal, can cause low birth weights, decreased IQs, and impaired motor skills. It was first introduced in 1958 to control weeds and identified as a potential hazard in the 1990s. The EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention said in a statement Tuesday that DCPA is so dangerous it needs to be removed from the market immediately. Over 20 state attorneys general calling for a national TikTok ban. Brian Shook reports.
The coalition says the China-based social media app poses a threat to national security. They filed a request with the U.S. Court of Appeals to uphold a law that would force the parent company of TikTok to sell the app if it cannot find an American buyer within a year. I'm Brian Shook.
And Janet Jackson returning to Las Vegas. TMZ says the superstar is in the final stages of signing a deal with Resorts World for a Las Vegas residency that would kick off in December. Reports also say Jackson is planning a special New Year's Eve performance at one of three Resorts World hotels on the Strip. Jackson said to have been offered a residency in London, but passed on it because the Vegas deal was more lucrative.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals again last night, 6-5. One more visit with Kansas City tonight with the first pitch at 8:10. And the U.S. adding another gold medal in track and field at the Paris Olympics. Gabby Thomas dominated the women's 200-meter race, finishing first with a time of 21.83 seconds. That gave Team USA its fifth gold medal in track and field.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies this Tuesday morning with temperatures in the low 70s. A little bit less humid as we head into the afternoon. We'll be dealing with a chance of showers. Rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Temperature in the mid-70s. Chance for showers and heavy rain as we head into the overnight hours with a threat for a thunderstorm. Heavy rain continues tomorrow, improves by tomorrow night. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
One of the best traveling Wilbury songs, but not one that gets a lot of radio airplay anymore. But we'll keep it going here. Of course, so many of the traveling Wilburys no longer with us. But there's also some local dining establishments that'll be no longer with us. The news announced that Doco in New Bedford is closing. They're located in the Kilburn Mill. They put a post up on social media that says, It is with much sadness that we announce the closure of our beloved cafe. After 4 years of serving the New Bedford community and beyond, we have made the difficult decision to close our doors due to a combination of economic challenges and personal reasons. We want to extend our deepest gratitude to each of you, including our staff, for your unwavering support. Your loyalty has meant the world to us, and we have cherished every moment spent serving you and every memory we have made together. Thank you once again for being part of our journey. We hope to see you again soon. Sincerely, Jason and Jillian. So that is Dough Company, Doco, in Kilburn Mill, which was just a great place. I know I did the show there when I was on at 9. Did a live show from there. Great spot. I used to love to go over there, get a coffee or a tea, and then walk through the antique store. They also had great food, too. That would usually be after I did my antique shopping. And then also, the news out that a longtime business in Cranston, Rhode Island, is closing its doors for good. The Wienorama. The owners of the Wienorama have decided to retire after more than 60 years in business. This is one of those hot wiener places, Rhode Island Hot Wieners. If you've never had one of those, it's not a hot dog. Don't call it a hot dog. It's not the same. It's a Rhode Island Hot Wiener. I think a lot of people have probably been to Olneyville, New York system before. This is very, you know, this is a similar, same idea. There's hot wiener places all over Rhode Island, but they seem to be closing up. And usually it's this, it's that somebody retires and that there's nobody to take over the next generation. Maybe hot wieners or gaggers or whatever you call them, maybe they have kind of fallen off a little bit in popularity. I know every time I go to Olneyville, there's still people there. And what I love about it is you can go there at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And when I'm driving home, especially if I'm driving home with people, I'll be like, let's go. Let's stop. No, they were like, really? Come on. It's 2 in the morning. You're gonna eat hot dogs? I'm like, no, I'm going to eat hot wieners. But so that's a place that's been around for... It opened in 1962. So 62 years they've been in business. So I don't know if that was the place that you went to for your hot wieners, but you'll have to find another spot. And I don't know why that's something that didn't catch on around here. Yes, I know we have hot dog places, but again, there's a difference. It's kind of like how, you know, we've had this conversation before, if not here in the morning, but certainly when I was on at 9. Why hasn't North Shore Beefs been more of a thing down here? You know, the South Shore Bar Pizza is starting to become a thing. We've got a number of places here locally that now offer that style of pizza. Some of them are now competing amongst the best in that style of pizza. So if that's the case, if we've been able to make headway into the South Shore Bar Pizza world, why can't we make headway into the North Shore Beef world? Why isn't there more of those famous three-way or four-way or whatever you want to put on it, roast beef sandwiches? And I'm not talking about just a regular roast beef sandwich either. It's got to be that thin, thin, thin sliced roast beef to the point where it's almost like granular. And you have it on a nice toasted onion roll with mayonnaise, cheese. The cheese has to be on the bottom. And the very important ingredient, the James River barbecue sauce. But why can't we get more of those down here? I know that the Mattapoisett Diner does them from time to time. Pizza Boy in Wareham has them on the menu. But there's not a lot of other spots around here. And when we talked about this before, people were calling it, oh, there used to be a roast beef place over here. There used to be a roast beef place over there. What happened? I mean, I remember being in my 20s and driving to Mermax in Stoughton, Brockton, wherever that was. because I couldn't get a roast beef around here. So when did they all disappear? Where did they go? Why didn't you support them? So I don't know. Maybe it's something that we can make a dent in if somebody wants to start offering it. I guess the problem is if you're not known for it and you don't do it all the time, roast beef is kind of an expensive thing to keep around. When I worked at the diner, we had roast beef on the menu all the time. Roast beef dinner, hot roast beef sandwich, roast beef on a bulky. But we never did North Shore style beefs, and I wish I had been smart enough to think of it. I mean, I made them for myself, but I never put them on the menu as such. We used to have to roast a beef every other day. It was like watching The Bear. You know, we had our specific recipe, and you didn't deviate from that. But then again, you know, we had multiple roast beef options, and it was cheap. You could go out, you can get a roast beef dinner. When I started there, a roast beef dinner, I'd say from 1994 when I started there until 2010, you probably never paid more than $8.99 for a roast beef dinner. And then when the original owner died, his wife took over, we had to raise all the prices. So then it was probably like $11.99. But still, a roast beef dinner for under 10 bucks, come on. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Now I want a roast beef sandwich. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And we were talking about roast beef. Not the other Dan in New Bedford says, don't forget Walt's Roast Beef. There used to be one in Pawtucket. I've heard about the legend of Walt's Roast Beef, but I don't remember ever going there. Somebody bring it back. Somebody bring it back and put one right here in Fairhaven. I guess there used to be a roast beef place in Fairhaven. Was it a Walt's? But we need more of that. But you know what we do have? You know what is back? Patriots football. And we are going to have all the games right here on WBSM, beginning with tomorrow night's first preseason game. The Patriots are hosting the Carolina Panthers. 7 o'clock game tomorrow. Pregame is at 4 p.m. And we will have it for you right here on WBSM. And if you are not a football fan, and you would rather hear the Howie Carr Show and Mark Levin and Charlie Kirk and all of our regular programming, well, you can hear that all on the WBSM app or at WBSM.com. So on the radio, on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, we'll have the Patriots games. And when the Patriot games are happening on the radio, the regular broadcast will be happening on the stream. So you have the option. Some people want to put the app on and listen to Mark Levin and Charlie Kirk and Howie Carr and all that while they are watching the game on TV. Whatever it is that you want to do. But this way here, you have the option. It'll be interesting to see, too, how this preseason goes, because with Drake May, people are starting to wonder, well, how long is it going to take for him to be ready? I don't think anybody's thinking this kid is Mac Jones yet. But there's been some concern out of training camp about how much he struggled here in training camp. So it might be later rather than sooner that he gets the chance to take over. But I mean, we know Jacoby Brissett's planning on being the starter anyway, and that seems to be the direction they're going in. But that's not the long-term plan. They didn't pick a guy number 3 to keep him on the bench forever. But first preseason game tomorrow, So 7 o'clock kickoff, 4 p.m. pregame right here on WBSM. And we will have all the games, including the Eagles and Patriots on August 15th, the Patriots and Commanders on August 28th, and then, of course, the regular season begins in September. And I think, you know, this is going to be a season where, because expectations are lower, because we're starting anew, it's a new era in Patriots football, I think a lot of people are looking at this season like I do, with zero expectations, and wherever you get to, it's a positive. And if it's going to be struggles all season, it struggles all season, but it's not about this year. It's about building something for the future. And I actually find that those games are sometimes more exciting to watch. Obviously, if your team is terrible and you don't have a chance at all of winning, it's not fun and you don't want to bother to watch the games. But if your team is competitive and can stay in it, then it's a lot more fun watching those games than it was when the Patriots were dominant. I was there for the 2007 team. I was covering the team. These blowout wins every week. I got to be honest with you. It got kind of boring. There was no doubt in your mind that the Patriots were going to win the game. Then toward the end of the season, it really got, well, can they go undefeated? And then, of course, if you remember the insane argument, well, maybe the Patriots should lose a game before the end of the regular season just to get it out of their system. Which just doesn't make any sense. There are people who said that today still point to the fact that they lost the Super Bowl and said, see, they just lost the regular season finale when they had nothing to play for. They would have won the Super Bowl. No, I don't think so. I don't think that had anything to do with it. They wanted to shove it in the face of everybody else in the league after Spygate. And the Giants just beat them. But anyway, that's, you know, over a decade ago now. So, actually almost 20 years ago at this point. So, let's just get excited for this season. And it starts tomorrow with the first preseason game right here on WBSM. Got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Yeah, Phil Devitt and I are in here doing the New Kids Dance. We got our hands on our hips doing the little sweet move now. Well, that goes out to all of the winners from last week's contest who are going to see New Kids on Saturday at Xfinity Center. Football season is back, and that means you're probably thinking about tossing some stuff on the grill to munch on during the game. And where should you go to get all of that stuff? Well, the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Because they've got great high-quality meats cut the way that you want them. Things like giant chicken wings, steak tips, terrace major, celebrity pork chops, so much more. So why not head down to the Butcher Shop and get everything you want to toss on the grill for the game and for dinner all week long. You can head on down to their beer and wine cellar and get yourself all the other supplies you need for the game. And, of course, they also have great hot foods made fresh every day as well. It's a real old-school neighborhood market, and it's a place where when you walk in there, you are guaranteed to find something delicious. Check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And I think it's going to be one of those seasons where maybe the food might be a little more exciting than the football.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.